good enough. I don't want you to get too much in tune, cause you'll ruin the record. Now, we're going to make a real good country record here, but we've got to have a beat to carry us through. So, Harshal, you on the bass, I want you to go a-boom-chicka-boom-chicka-boom-chicka-boom. Oh, that's clever. You catch on real fast. Now, Ruther, on the guitar, you do the same thing. Boom-chicka-boom-chicka-boom-chicka-boom-chicka. Oh, that's good. Yeah, you boys are all right. Now, I'm going to do this through one time, and then when I get through, I want the guitar to come in on a turnaround. You got the ways of a woman in love, so I'll walk the line for you all over again. Oh, I like that. It's not that I think this humming's so pretty, it's just that I can't find the darn key. There it is. I'm locked in Folsom Prison, it's the doggone lonesome there. If I cry, 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 would I care? Ah, would I care? Now right here, make it country and a pig. Hold it. Hold it, fellas. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Now, pardon me, you on the five strings there. I don't know how you got in here, but they ain't nobody hired no banjo picker for my record. You know this ain't Tom Dooley.
Well, you said make it country, man, and I thought it had a little banjo in there.
Look, friend, I know my records are country, but they ain't that country.
You got the ways of a woman in love, so I'll walk the line for you all over again. Oh, that's great.
Hold it down there, will you? Hold it, Ruther. You're running, you're trying to star on the record. This is the prettiest part of the whole Ruther. Ruther, will you? I'm going to take away your Ted Atkins fan club badge if you don't slow down.
Now, that's better. Let's keep it that way. Got the ways of a woman in love, so I'll walk the line for you all over again.
Billy Bird, I'll cut that out, Ruby, you smart aleck, you.
I'm locked in Folsom Prison, it's the doctor.
If I cry, a hole, it's the doctor. A hole, it's just there, that smart aleck man. You take that, and take that again.
Dream on, dream on, banjo picker. You should have got out of here much quicker.
Oh, there's another gold record.
Well, in 1950-something, I took a little trip with a boy named Sue on the way to Mississippi. He started making records and arising mighty fast, but they didn't like his name, so they called him Johnny Cash. Kaboom, 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 kaboom. A fella named Sam thought he'd better sign him quick, cause he liked the way he sing and he liked the way he twits. Said that he's a-gonna make us all rich. Said, don't worry about your singing, keep working on your twits. Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. Yep, a picking and a grinning, and we took a bunch of yellers, but they ain't not as many as it was a while ago. They kept a booking and we kept a picking all the way from California to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, he went to Nashville, met a booking agent there, a short, fat feller with artificial hair. Everybody said he was a wheeler and a dealer, and he told Johnny Orr to put a big show together. A boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom. So he hired him a mule and he hired Johnny Western. Already had a band called the Tennessee Two. He hired old Fluke and he hired a bunch of brothers. He hired June Carter off a Carter Family Show. He was in Nashville, well, he made a record there, and it got so hot it was like a ring of fire. Out in California, made the Folsom Prison Blues. He found a dirty, mangy dog that named him Sue. So he hit him in the mouth, and they kept a fighting through the mud and the blood and the beer on the ground. Kept a kicking and a gouging and a biting and a fighting. He kept a chewing on his ear, but Johnny didn't give a damn. Kept on making records and he kept on getting hotter. Stopped taking old yellers and he started getting fat. He won every award but the best girl singer. Now his hair's getting longer, now he's working on that. Well, he hired him a mule and he hired Johnny Western. Already had a band called the Tennessee Two. He hired old Fluke and he hired
out about your brothers. You hired June Carter off a Carter family show.
I gotta quit them cigarettes. I wonder what old Carl Perkins is doing. Maybe he might get on television if I quit them cigarettes. Ooh.
Named Fred, who kept a dead horse in his cave. And everyone said to Fred, Fred, how come you keep a dead horse in your cave? And he said, well,
everybody loves a nut. The whole world loves a weirdo.
Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves a nut. A Columbia man named Frank had a tiger named Hank. He tried to put Hank in his tank. And guess what happened to old Frank? When they picked up the teeth, hair, and eyeballs and erected a tombstone in red.
Everybody loves a nut. The whole world loves a weirdo.
Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves a nut. Another Columbia fella told Queen Isabella, I don't think the world is flat. Now, what do you think about that? And she said, you don't. And he said, no, ma'am. And she said, you get out of my queendom. And he said, yes, ma'am.
Everybody loves a nut. The whole world loves a weirdo.
Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves a nut. Everybody loves a nut. The whole world.
I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. Is it wetter underwater if you're there when it rains? Is it shorter to New York than it is by plane? Between myself and I wonder who's the dumber. Is it hotter down south than it is in the summer? Deep, deep, ba 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 ba. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. I drove my Cadillac to Vegas to satisfy my lust. Will and deal and left old Vegas on a Greyhound bus. I sure didn't set the woods on fire while I was there, but remember, only forest fires prevent bears. Deep, deep, ba 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 ba. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. The poverty war will be over when I begin to fight. If it took a dime to go around the world, I couldn't get out of sight. I don't mind to take the girls out if they don't mind to go Dutch. Makes me feel like $1 million, and I bet I ain't worth half that much. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut.
Roger Miller was the toast of the folks from coast to coast. He was a big-time operator. Seems like yesterday to me. back in Nashville, Tennessee. He used to run the elevator.
Here's to Roger Miller, the Kansas City star. He made a million strumming his guitar. Picking and a grinning, sitting on a stool. Here's to Roger Miller, the crazy and the cool.
Every song he ever read soon became a record hit. Showbiz was tough, but he was tougher. When old Rog would vocalize, he would always close his eyes. He couldn't stand to see him suffer.
Here's to Roger Miller, the Kansas City star. He made a million strumming his guitar. Picking and a grinning, sitting on a stool. Here's to Roger Miller, the crazy and the cool.
Andy Williams, all the rest, had a Roger as a guest. He even won himself a Grammy. But he soon found out, I guess, money can't buy happiness. He gave it all to Uncle Sammy. To the network he did go, starring in a TV show. We thought he'd be a big sensation. But old Roger's up the creek after only 13 weeks. They handed him a cancellation.
Here's to Roger Miller, the Kansas City star. Strumming his guitar, picking and a grin, sitting on a stool. Here's to Roger Miller, the crazy and the cool.
She named me Dale, Darrell, Waltrip, Richard, Petty, Rusty, Awesome Bill, Irvin Gordon, Earnhardt Smith, Johnson Junior. I guess you could say Mama was a NASCAR fan. I was born in Talladega up in the stands. The fans all cheered the second I arrived. The loudspeaker said the boy's born to drive. We didn't have money for a pacifier, so I sucked on the valve off a Goodyear tire. A 7-pound, 8-ounce son of the South, born with a taste for racing in my mouth. She named me Dale, Darrell, Walter, Richard, Petty, Rusty, Awesome Bill, Irvin Gordon, Earnhardt Smith, Johnson Jr. I got my first real stock car when I was 9. And oh, when Mama bought off of Jeff Bodine, the Winston Cup people said the boy's too young till I qualified second at Darlington. How in the world could a 9-year-old child hit 197 in a time trial? The man said Mama ought to be ashamed. Son, tell us what's your name. I told him Dale, Darrell, Walter, Richard, Petty, Rusty, Awesome Bill, Irvin Gordon, Earnhardt Smith, Johnson Jr. Yeah. Or the helmet I'm driving with. To write Dale, Darrell, Walter, Richard, Petty, Rusty, Awesome Bill, Irvin Gordon, Earnhardt Smith,
Johnson Jr.
Oh my, jeans are too tight. I can't feel my feet. If I don't keep on dancing, my legs will fall asleep. My tiny bones are better known than even Man of White. I stand up day and night, cause my jeans are too tight. Well, how did you get your big break? The DJ's all inquired. Just buy your jeans two sizes small.
throw them in the dryer, bleach them till they're paper thin, make sure the knees are ripped, just hire yourself a roadie just to help you get unzipped. 'Cause my jeans are too tight, I can't feel my feet. If I don't keep on dancing, my legs will fall asleep. My tiny buns are better known than even Vanna White. I stand up day and night 'cause my jeans are too tight. Boots can be real wobbly, your hat can be too big, just make sure that those Levi's fit like pigskin on a pig. If they're on you like a blue tattoo, baby, you can be a star. Go buy yourself a busload of those denim leotards. Oh my, are too tight, I can't feel my feet. If I don't keep on dancing, my legs are gonna fall asleep. My tiny buns are better known than even Vanna White. From the back I'm dynamite, 'cause my jeans are too tight. Too tight. You know I ain't been to the John in 6 months. My jeans are too tight. Like Mammy Yoakum said to Dwight, your jeans are too tight.
Told me only yesterday in words not very kind. pickup truck, call my ma a lousy whore. Leave a flaming bag of dog shit outside my trailer door. But don't go messing with my pap's blue ribbon, 'cause then you're gone way too far. Keep your hands off my PBR. You can bang my little sister like a drum in the big parade. You can hand me a big old cup of piss and tell me it's a lemonade. You can hide a ride of a rattlesnake in my grandma's cookie jar. But keep your hands off my PBR. You can call Clint Eastwood a homo. You can say Chuck Norris is queer. You can claim John Wayne was a fan of cock, but keep your hands off my fucking beer. You can kick me in the gonads. You can drag me by the old nut sack. You can tie my pecker in a granny knot and stick a corn cob up my crack. But don't touch my tasty beverage, 'cause then you took it way too far. Keep your hands off my PBR. You can cop a cheap feel of my woman's ass. You can squeeze her sloppy tit. But if you go fingering my liquid lover, I'm gonna lose my shit. 'Cause when I wanna party, only one drink'll do. I reach right for an icy can of the red, white, and blue. So if you see me down at the tavern, bellied up to the bar, keep your hands off my PBR. Just keep your hands off my PBR.
Pick a fight with somebody twice your size. Well, I've been known to cause a few breakups, and I've been known to cause a few births. Well, I can make you new friends or get you fired from work. And since the Milwaukee, Lynchburg, and Bordeaux, friends been making the bars lots of big money and helping white people dance. I got you in trouble in high school, but college now that was a ball. Had some of the best times you'll never remember with me. Alcohol. I got blamed at your wedding reception for your best man's embarrassing speech, also for those naked pictures of you at the beach. I've influenced kings and world leaders. I helped Hemingway write like he did. And I'll bet you a drink or two that I can make you put put that lampshade on your head. 'Cause since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg, border friends, I've been making a fool out of folks just like you, helping white people dance. I am medicine and I am poison. I can help you up or make you fall. You had some of the best times you'll never remember with me. Alcohol. Yes, since the
trip every summer down to Mississippi, visit my granny and her antebellum work. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees free as a song. One day I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoe box and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh. When that squirrel got loose, went totally berserk. What happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, "I surrender all," the squirrel ran up Harv Newland's coveralls. And Harv leaped to his feet and said, "Something's got a hold on me, yeah!" The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church, in a sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. Well, Harv hit the aisle dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose, and he threw to the moon. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and that squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha, better than you, who'd been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. Should have seen that look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs. She jumped to her feet and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." As that squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry and then to confess the sins and make a sailor blush with shame. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention's when she talked about her love life. And then she started naming names the day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. Seven deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 was raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications. We all got rebaptized whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass. Oh, the miracles God has wrought in this old world. But the one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight.
One day about 4 or 5 years ago, we was sitting at the Conoco station, kicking tires and swatting flies and discussing the state of the union, when right out in front of the Baptist church come a big old purple school bus, had astrological signs upon it, and 35 hippies and dogs inside. About half of them went for the courthouse lawn, and them dogs commenced on the fire plug. The rest of them sat there staring at us, and I says, Roy, go get your flip gun. He says, which is the hippies and which is the dogs? I says, beats the hell out of me, Roy. What there was a bunch of them crispy critters, and the leader was a space cadet. And he says,
Sagittarius, we has arrived. Prepare to disembark, man. Get the incense going to the sitar. We going to camp in the city park, man.
I says, boys, let me explain the situation to you. A, you're getting me down. And B, we got us a leash law here. And C, you in the wrong town. You drop one string of beads in that there park, and you're going to see a whole lot of stars. You got 15 seconds to get out of town, boys, or we going to blow you to Mars. Well, they all got back in the purple bus and proceeded to the city limits. Then the telephone rang. It was a swimming pool. It says a nest of wild critters was in it. So we all got to Marshall's Plymouth, which is always at the Conoco station. Went flashing on down to the swimming pool to give them critters a citation. By the time we arrived, it was too damn late. Them critters had all had their pants down. Them dogs was tearing the bathhouse apart, and they's after the fish in the fish pond. I says, Roy, you get the one to sell for T-shirt, and I'll get the rest with a net. We going to have a jail full of naked crispy critters and a drip dried space to death. But we lost the war because them critters outnumbered us. So they moved in and set up camp when they lived in that purple school bus. 6 weeks later, there was nothing in town but 84 dogs in the head shop selling dried up weeds and sunflower seeds and astrological postcards. Yeah, critters took over the city council and the dogs all barked their brains out. And the whole damn town was crispy critters and the mayor was a space cadet.
Just me and my hounds, hunting and fishing, a living I scrounge. I see my girlfriend on Saturday night. Here's what she says when I hold her so tight. You smell like turtles, catfish and frogs. You smell like muskrats and wet hunting dogs. You smell like swamp gas, crawdads and hogs. You smell like turtles, catfish and frogs. The gal that I love is called Swamp Fire Sue. Her eyes are patriotic, they're red, white, and blue. Eyes like an eagle, a proud lion's heart. She's strong as an ox, but she ain't quite as smart. You smell like turtles,
catfish and frogs. You smell like muskrats and wet hunting dogs. You smell like swamp gas, crawdads and hogs. You smell like turtles, catfish and frogs. To accept things in life with a smile. The swamp just grew on me and lingered a while. The swamp's full of skeeters, they're jumbo in size, but they can't get near me because of the flies. You smell like turtles, catfish and frogs. You smell like muskrats and wet hunting dogs. You smell like swamp gas, crawdads and hogs. You smell like turtles, catfish and frogs.
Dear, I've been remembering all we used to do, the things we shared together, the food that I owe you. I owe you the long, long waits, the broken dates when you were out with someone new. I owe you the tears I cried, the times you lied and told me you were being true. I owe you a thousand fights, sleepless nights, your cheating ways kept me awake. I owe you a broken heart, but you haven't got a heart for me to break. If I tried forever,
okay, friends, welcome. Welcome to KBC's Classic Country Comic Capers here at the Bit Slap. A bunch of, you know, old country comedy stuff from way back. Haven't done a show about that in a while. I'm just kind of wondering why. So here you go. Believe me, the prospects are endless. All Over Again was The Great Pretender and The Tennessee Two and a Half. A production of Mitchell Torak, whoever that is, from 1959. The name sort of rings a bell, but I just can't place it. Gordon Terry after that, a single from 1970 that was produced by Glenn Campbell, The Ballad of J.C. Have no idea what happened to Gordon Terry. Everybody Loves a Nut was Johnny Cash himself from the LP of the same name, Everybody Loves a Nut, from 1966. Yeah, Johnny had a collection of novelty tunes, including Dirty Old Egg-Sucking Dog. Leroy Prolin after that? No, not Roger Miller. That was I'm a Nut. Leroy was a one-hit wonder, and that was his hit. That was it. After that, it's all sand and cactus. The Ballad of Roger Miller was Homer and Jethro. Can't have a comedy show without Homer and Jethro. Roger Miller will not be appearing tonight. We heard from Tim Wilson after that. That was, believe it or not, Dale Darrell, Waltrip, Richard Petty, Rusty Awesome, Bill Irwin, Gordon Earhart, Smith Johnson, Jr. Okay? I have that written in big letters here so I could try and say it. I still have to practice it, so I'll get back to you with that. Let's see. My Jeans Are Too Tight was Jerry House. We heard from Irene Ryan, Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies. She put out an album, 1968, that was. Granny's Mini Skirt. We have a few by her in the bullpen. Keep Your Hands Off My PBR was Scuzz Twitley. Mm-hmm. Scuzz Twitley, just like you imagine. Let's see now. Brad Paisley after that. I like Brad Paisley. That was Alcohol. That's why I like him. And that came from one of his 12 gold albums. Let's just put it that way. The Mississippi Squirrel Revival from Ray Stevens. I still think he's a funny guy. Crispy Critters was C.W. McCall. From 1976, probably like his third album. His real name is William Dale Fries Jr., just so you know. Homer and Jethro, after that, You Smell Like Turtles, and I Owe You a Broken Heart from Skeeter Davis, and I'm going to go listen to this stuff, okay? Join me.
Homer, do you know why you can't milk a mouse?
No, Jethro, why can't you milk a mouse?
You can't get a stool under him.
Ooh, that's corny.
Yeah, corny as you know what.
Hey, Homer, why do cows wear bells? Just tell me if you know.
Well, Jethro, the reason cows wear bells is because their horns won't blow.
A man fell out of an airplane, and he didn't have a parachute.
Yeah, and it didn't even hurt him. He was a-wearing his light ball suit.
Ooh, that's corny. Corny as it can get. Ooh, that's corny. You ain't heard nothing yet.
Well, we crossed a tiger and a parakeet. Now just wait till you hear this one.
Yeah, we don't know what it is we got, but when it talks, we listen.
Well, how's your crazy uncle?
Oh, you mean my Uncle Danny?
Yeah.
Well, he crossed a hoot owl with a goat, and he got a hootin' nanny.
Ooh, that's corny.
Corny, but ain't it fun?
Ooh, that's corny. We got another one.
Hey, I caught a catfish in the panther.
Well, here we go again. Hey, Homer, what's a panther?
That's to cook the catfish in. Say, poor old Skinny Green died.
Well, did he die a natural death?
Nah, he fell through a hole in the seat of his pants and he choked himself to death.
Ooh, that's corny. Corny, that's for sure. Ooh, that's corny. We got a couple more.
Hey, Homer, I just noticed that your hairs are getting thin.
Who wants fat hair anyway? Would you like to try again?
Well, how do you avoid that falling hair? I never did hear you say.
Now, Jethro, the best way to avoid it is just stand out of its way.
Ooh, that's corny. Corny, but ain't it cute? Ooh, that's corny, but it sure makes the loop.
We'd like to thank you corny folks for laughing at our corny jokes. We hope that you have been amused, but as for us, we're just corn-fused.
On the wall, you ask me, brother, I'd say that's all. Am I going crazy? No, siree, 'cause I done gone crazy about that gal, you see. Well, I got up this morning just as crazy as a bat. Put my shoe on my head, put my foot in my hat. Looked in the mirror, it was plain to see that love bug done been nibbling on me. Am I going crazy? No, siree. 'Cause I done gone crazy about that gal, you see. Well, I can't eat. My appetite inside's gone. Throw away my steak and gnaw on the bone. Put sugar on my eggs and salt in my tea. This kind of life is killing me. Am I going crazy? No siree. Cause I done gone crazy about that gal, you see. Break of dawn, my work began. Tried to put a saddle on a dumber necker hen. Swapped a cow and milked a hog. Whistled from a gun and loaded the dog. Am I going crazy? No siree. Cause I done gone crazy about that cow, you see.
Stand up, sit down, shut your mouth. Write your name on the blackboard 100 times. When you get through, you can walk the line. Flying them airplanes all around the room, jumping in the halls like a bunch of baboons. Stand up, sit down, shut your mouth. Well, I come in from school and my head's in the stream. Little Willie Thomas being at it again. Throwing them spitballs hit me in the eye. Good golly, gooseberry pie. Stand up, sit down, shut your mouth. Well, old school teachers got it in for me, making my school days misery. Just when I think it's time for the school to let out, teacher stands up and begins to shy. Stand up, sit down, shut your mouth. Your mouth. Well, little Willie does it, but I catch the blame. Yes, the teacher's got it in for my name. I march to the desk and I try to explain, but all the teacher says is you ought to be ashamed. Stand up, sit down, shut your mouth. Well, some of these days I'm gonna graduate. Anytime soon won't be too late. Then I can go to college and here's what I'll do. Real hard and be a school teacher too. Stand up, sit down, shut your mouth. Well, old school teachers got it in for me, making my school days misery. Just when I think it's time for the school to let out, teacher stands up and begins to shy. Stand up, sit down, shut your mouth.
My wife and I went on an ocean cruise. 3 days out and I was sick down to my shoes. And to make it more forlorn, we sailed into a raging storm. Where we were, nobody seemed to have a clue. While the ship was being tossed and thrown about, I decided that I'd try to take a nap. Then I heard an awful noise, so I asked one of the boys what had happened, and you should have heard him shout.
Where were you when the ship hit the sand? I said I was in there praying for dry land, with a bucket and my breakfast in my hand. Where were you when the ship hit the sand?
Captain, he came a-running up on deck. He was a-looking kind of pale around the neck. As he stood there shouting orders, I stood splashing in the water, and I asked exactly what you might expect.
Where were you when the ship hit the sand? He said I was in that praying for dry land, with a bucket and my breakfast in my hand. Where were you? Hit the sand. Where were you when the ship hit the sand? He said I was in that praying for dry land, with a bucket and my
sad.
Driving the back roads late one night by myself, when I saw that sign that said Red Zell Ranch and Motel. Then while the night clerk had fallen asleep, he'd been watching the Home Shopping Network on cable TV. And he checked me in and gave me the key to room 302 down by the vending machine. And that ice maker rattled, I started to think, been a hard day of driving, I can use a cold drink. As I placed the cheap plastic bucket up to the spout, this soft voice said, "You better kick it or nothing's gonna come out." She said, "My name's Rosa, and I smell cheap perfume." She said, "Hey, let's have that drink back in my room." Yeah, a blind man could have read that girl's mind. So I followed her on back to room 309. And friends, right there on top of a zebra skin spread was a long box of cookies that said Girl Scouts in red. She said, "What do you do?" And I said, "I'm a singer." And she asked me for a quarter to feed the magic fingers. I realized I'd left all my change back in my room. She smiled and said, "You go get it, sugar, and I'll be waiting here for you." Well, I ran down and got my money and ran a comb through my hair. When I got back to the room, it had been stripped bare. It looked like the place had been vacant for years. I felt the little hair standing up on the back of my ears. Ran down to that lobby and I was about half out of my mind. Said, "All right, Benoit, what's the deal up there in 309? He said, "Room 309, oh, you're confused. It's been locked up that way since 1972. But then he adjusted his turban and turned off the sign and told me the story of Room 309. He said, "Mister, there was a busload of Girl Scouts that were Florida bound. Had engine trouble that night outside of town. And we offered them rooms to get them out of the cold. Politely asked Rosa to put business on hold. Nobody knows why those exuberant young teens fed quarter after quarter into those magic fingers machines. Yeah, they were four in a bed having silly pillow fight games when the magic fingers exploded and it burst all into flames. And Rosa was whispering to her friend, 'Y'all come again soon,' when she heard a commotion down there in that fiery room. And she kicked in the door with a white go-go boot as flames licked all around her one-piece zip-up red vinyl jumpsuit. We thought she'd never make it out of there alive. But then there stood Rosa with her smoldering beehive, saving four Girl Scouts from a sure sudden death. But then she mistook a stuffed teddy bear for one she thought was left. And Rosa, that poor painted angel that fell, bought a ticket to heaven in that fiery hell. You know, it's funny. Every year about this time, somebody like you meets up with Rosa down there in 309. And as I walk back to my room, I check just one more time, looking for Rosa in room 309.
Through the want ads in the Shelby County Tribune when this classified advertisement caught my eye. It said, "Take immediate delivery on this 57 Chevrolet half-ton pickup truck. We'll sell or swap for a hide a bed and $35. Call 140-RING-2 and ask for Bob." Well, I called Bob up on the telephone. He says, "Hello, this is Bob speaking." I says, "This here the Bob got the pickup truck for sale?" He says, "Yeah." I says, "Where are you?" He says, "14 East on County 12. Turn right on the one-lane gravel road. You can park in the yard. Beware of the dog. Wipe your feet off, knock three times, and bring your billfold."
Well, I tooled on east on County 12, turned right on the one-lane gravel road, and I parked in the yard, and a German Shepherd come out and grabbed on my leg. Then I knocked three times to wipe my feet. The dog let go, and the screen door opened. Bob come out and says, "What do you want?" Says, "Come see your truck." He says, "Follow me. Come on, Frank." Dog's name is Frank. Well, we all went past the chicken house, through the hog pen, down to the tractor shed, and then wound up back at the barn field of cow pies. And sitting right there in a pool of grease was a half-ton Chevy pickup truck with a 1960 license plate, a bumper sticker says "Vote for Dick," and a Brillo box full of rusty parts. And Bob says, "What do you think?" Well, I kicked the tire and then got in the seat and sat on a petrified apple core and found a bunch of field mice living in the glove compartment. He says their shaft is bent and the rear end leaks. You can fix her quick with an oil or rag. Use a nailed starter. I lost the key. Don't pay any mind to that whirring sound. She used a little oil, but outside of that, she's cherry. I says, "What'll it take?" Says, "What do you got?" I says, $28.15. Says, "You got a deal signed here. I'll go get the title and the can full of gas." I put a nail in the slot and fired her up. She coughed and belched up a bunch of smoke, and I backed right through the hog pen into the yard. Well, Frank jumped in and bit my leg, and I beat him off the crowbar. He jumped on out, and the door fell off, and the left front tire went flat. I jacked it up and patched the tube, and Frank tore a piece of my shirt off. And then Bob come out and called him off, says, "You better get on out of here." I went left on the one-lane gravel road, went 14 west from County 12, took two full quarts of 40-weight oil, just to get her to the Conoco station. And I pulled up to the regular pump, and then Harold Sykes and his kid come out and says, "I've seen better stuff at the junkyard. Where'd you ever get that truck?" I said, "That's a long story, Harold." I was thumbing through the want ads in the Shelby County Tribune when this classified advertisement caught my eye. It said take immediate delivery on this 57 Chevrolet half-ton pickup truck.
How about you there, speed-em-uppers? Let's all back it down to 5-5 at the same time and find out if double nickels is worth a dime. It is just about 8, ice running late with a load of fertilizer. Behind a turtle, tugging at her girdle in a beat-up 49 Kaiser. She wouldn't drive more than 55 and she wouldn't get out of the way. And I was feeling rough and I'd had enough and I hit my mic to say, "Break right, Jimmy, passing that Kaiser. Won't you just back that load of logs down to 5-5 and just stay right there beside her in that bumper lane real legal-like, huh? How about you there, Smokey?" "Yeah, hear that, cotton picker? I done unplugged my bird dog. No more law breaking for me, Bear. I'm gonna fall right in here on this Kaiser's donkey, exactly 5 1/2 legal car lengths behind her. Get in line, get your spaces, all you 18-wheelers. Mercy, I think we'll have us a yaw knock, huh?
We're gonna have a yaw knock stretching across this town. A perfectly legal yaw knock, so everybody back on down.
Yaw knock!
Throng has joined on our back door to never exceed the legal speed and keep a safe space for sure. And the turtle in the girdle was a 55 right where she ought to be. But I slowed my rate so I wouldn't tailgate, and I was doing about 53. There was 1,000 or more, 2 lanes for sure, each unit running slower. When I heard a squall, the back door said, "Y'all, I don't think I'm moving no more." 10-4 back door, but see how it is. This Jimmy hauling logs up here can't pass this Kaiser because he'd have to do 56 and be a lawbreaker. So you just relax back there and enjoy this here yob knock, huh? Struck on, girls.
We gonna have a yob knock all down the interstate. A 2-lane legal yob knock. Everybody watch and wait.
Yob knock.
Yeah, yob knock. Smokey Bear started pulling his hair along about 2:45, 'cause now our band ran across the land all creeping legally. They waved us through the chicken coops and through each and every toll gate. The front of our troops was still at 5-5, but the back was at -8. Come back on that, Smokey. "Oh, I can't believe you're asking that law-abiding trucker to break the speed limit. Oh, what you said on the radilio." By nightfall, we was at a crawl, yeah, almost standing still. When I couldn't believe the call we received, it give us such a thrill.
"Come on, everybody, get the hammer down. 'Cause I understand the front doors are at 5-5, but most everybody else is running in reverse just to keep up. I've asked my brother Billy to investigate this situation. In the silly Billy, we're going to have to get the more in here. Sit down by the fire.
Running the legal way. No.
Come back on that, Mr. President." "Oh, hey, negatory, sir. We wasn't trying to prove nothing. See, we just wanted to run legal for a change and see what would happen.
Mathematically speaking."
Come back on that, Billy. "Oh, yeah, we can sit and have one together. At 10-4, I'll explain the whole thing to you. Come back, Mr. President. You want me to be Secretary of Transportation?"
"Well, I'm mighty flattered.
You like that word, huh? That's Y-O-V-N-O-C. Yob nog. Hey, negatory, sir, you capitalized the C. Pin verb. Yeah, it's one of them going so slow. It has to run in reverse to keep up.
I have talent, well, no. These days you don't really need it, thanks to reality shows. Can't wait to date a supermodel, can't wait to sue my dad. Can't wait to wreck a Ferrari, on my way to rehab. It's when you're a celebrity, adios reality. You can act just like a fool. People think you're cool just cause you're on TV. I can throw a major fit with my latte and just how I like it. They say I've gone insane. I blame it on the fame, the pressures that go with being a celebrity. I get to cry to Barbara Walters when things don't go my way. And I get community service no matter which law I break. I'll make the supermarket tabloids, they'll write some awful stuff. But the more they run my name down, the more my price goes up. You're a celebrity, it's adios reality. No matter what you do, people think you're cool just cause you're on TV. And I can fall in and out of love, have marriages that barely last a month. When they go down the drain, I blame it on the fame and say it's just so tough. So let's hitch up the wagons and head out west to the land of the fun and the sun. We'll be real world bachelor, jackass millionaires. Hey, hey, Hollywood, here we come.
Daddy was strong and the stars were heaven, and the road was a gambler for a great big bet. He was money, the devil, the crazy strings, and the shot of her lady. And she said, no, you can't take my door. I don't want to love you anymore. Let my heart be my face. Wiped whiskey good in a whiskey straight. No, you my door. I wanna be the one to make a living through the jukebox. You say you want me to try to have you close, so I'll be happy honky-tonking at the bus. The same old crowd is the one who knows. Look at yourself and a hand and a shelf in the wind. to get yourself and a hand and a shelf in the wind. Oh, you can't take my door. I don't want to love you anymore. Let my heart be my face. Walked whiskey good in a whiskey straight. No, you can't take my door. Said I wanna be a truck in the heart of mine. Must have been in the crowd in a cowboy baby. Can't stand the cold beer in the moonlight. Look at yourself and a hand and a shelf in the wind. Oh, look at yourself and a hand and a shelf in the wind. Oh, you can't take my door. I don't wanna love you anymore. Let my heart
I wanna be a country singer. I wanna make my guitar wail. How can I be a country singer? I never been divorced. I don't like booze. I done no time in jail.
So you wanna be a singer, boy? Have you got a record?
Is the tape okay?
I mean a prison record.
Well, I got a speeding ticket.
Tell me about your song, boy.
It's a true love story.
Oh, you're living with this woman?
Yes, I am.
And she's a married woman.
Well, she's my wife.
And she dies.
No, she don't die.
She runs off with another man.
No, sir.
She runs off with another woman.
There ain't no other people, just our boy.
The boy's got a drinking problem.
And his dog.
The dog has a drinking problem.
Huh?
Yeah, a dog named Booze. I like it.
How can I be a country singer? I've never been divorced. I don't like booze. I've done no time in jail.
I can see it now.
Can't.
Your wife wants a D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
She does.
And you say no.
No.
She runs off with a draft card burner from Muskogee.
Uh-uh.
You meet up with him in a bar in El Paso.
No.
He goes for his gun, and you go for yours.
I don't have a gun.
But you're faster than
except
him.
An old 22.
And you drop him in his tracks.
Oh, no.
You get the electric chair.
Oh, my goodness.
And your wife walks through the night in a long black veil.
Uh-huh.
And your son calls another man daddy.
Sir?
Ah, yeah, I like it. I like it.
How can I be a country singer? I've never been divorced. I don't like booze. I done no time in jail.
Yeah, a dog named Booze.
Sir,
I like it.
On my guitar.
I like it.
The man nips us.
Hey there, Chet Atkins. Will you make me a star? Son, I am aghast with this here guitar. I mean, I am what's called a heavy picker. And would you believe, I ain't never had a lesson. Never had a lesson. And just list in to this. Ain't that fierce? Ain't that intense?
All crowd began to gather to watch the fun.
Richard Aikins. Well, you make me a star. Boy, I tell you, I am too much with this guitar. I am one of the real out-of-sight pickers. I mean, look what all you did for Jerry Reed. And the way I pick just makes him look like a side man. I mean, I'm great. Just listen to this, Chet Atkins. Son, ain't that fierce? Ain't that out of sight?
Everybody seemed to like him, so the company took him in. Background music is all he plays. He's on all them records from RCA with his guitar and his friends.
Hey there, Chet Atkins. You gonna make me a star? I mean, me being so great with this guitar. How come it is I never get to play by myself? I mean, you all time playing with yourself. How about when the swelling goes down in my fingers? Then Chet Atkins, no great white father. Oh, hairy-legged flogger of the Gretsch. Oh, hillbilly godfather to the guitar pickers. Well, you make me a star.
Dear Harlan Howard, will you write me a hit? Don't you know that I could sing the fire right out of it? You've written songs for every star in Nashville, Tennessee. So how's about it, Harlan? Would you write a hit for me? Now, I can come to Nashville. You'll just send me the fire. Boy, if me and you get together, oh, we'll tear them up down there. I love Heartaches by the Number, and Busted impressed me so much. I painted your name in big red letters cross side my pickup truck. Boy, the way you write and the way I sing, no telling how far we could go. Be smoking cigars and driving big cars, probably be on the Jimmy Dean Show.
Dear Harlan Howard, will you write me a hit? Don't you know that I could sing the bar right out of it?
You've written songs for every star in Nashville, Tennessee. So, how's about it, Harlan? Would you write a hit for me? Now, wouldn't want you to be ashamed of me when you show me around Nashville. So I got a few things down at Monkey Ward's and said, just send old Harlan a bill. Bought me a bright green cowboy shirt and a pair of leopard skin boots. And you won't believe them rhinestones that Mother sewed on my suits. I met Roger Miller a here while back and sang him a song or two. He said, you just write old Harlan. He said it was the least he could do. He said he owed you something, Harlan. So he's sending me. Ain't that a blast? You write them, I'll sing them. I got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to say. Boy, I wish you could give that song to me instead of Buck Owens. I'd have wiped him out.
Dear Farron Young, will you please employ me in your wonderful world of women? You remember me, don't you? We met at that theater in New York. I sat in the 16th seat, 7th row, from the right of the left-hand center section, 8 seats from the rear of the 3rd row on the left-hand side of the right aisle. I knew you couldn't forget me and my red Argyle socks. I stood up and waved and hollered. You stopped singing and said, folks, look there in the 16th seat, 7th row from the right of the left-hand center section, 8 seats from the rear of the 3rd row on the left-hand side of the right aisle. Wonder if it's house broke yet. That made my day, saying that to me. Now, Farron, I've been taking guitar lessons. Doing good, too. Just listen. Now, in a month or so, I can try it with strings. Want me to tell you something else? I'm a Buck Owens fan club dropout. Boy, that'll tear Buck up. Can I come to work next week? Why, I'll be like a valet to you. Shine your boots and sing harmony with you and Daryl. Buddy, I'd sure look good there on stages. you and my red argyle socks. I got to get off of this happy pappy poverty program. Now I either go to work or go to Washington. Just got to get out of this neighborhood. It's so bad, they're tearing it down to build slums. How about it? Can I go to work? You wouldn't want to see me in Washington, would you? Huh, Fern? You must think about our country, Fern. Please, I'll shine your boots. Don't send me to Washington. Bus rides make me sick, Fern. I can't stand it. I don't like rides. Not Washington. Oh, no. Please, Fern, will you hire me? Please. No, not Washington. Please. 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 Please.
No country music was harmed in the making of this song. This is only a test, 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 test.
Well, I wish I had some shoes on my two bare feet. And it's getting kind of cold and it's painted on cut-off jeans. I hate the way this bikini top chafes. Do I really have to wear it all day?
Yeah, baby.
I hear you over there on your tailgate whistling, saying, hey, girl, but you know I ain't listening. I got a name, and to you it ain't pretty little thing. Howdy, your baby, it's driving me red, 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 and they're crazy. Me and the girl in a country song. How in the world did it go so wrong? Like I was good for looking good for you and your friends on the weekend, nothing more. We used to get a little respect. Now we're lucky if we even get. Just keep our mouths shut and ride along. And be the girl in a country song. Well, shaking my moneymaker ain't never made me a dime. And there ain't no sugar for you in this shaker of mine. Tell me one more time, you gotta get you some of that. Sure, I'll slide on over, but you're gonna get slapped. These days it ain't easy being mad. Girl in a country song. How in the world did it go so wrong? Like I were good for is looking good for you and your friends on the weekend. Nothing more. We used to get a little respect. Now we're lucky if we even get to climb up in your truck, keep our mouths shut and ride along. And be the girl in a country song. Never did it this way back in the old days. Oh, we ain't a cliche. That ain't no way to treat a lady like a girl in a country song. How in the world did it go so wrong? Like I was good for is looking good for you and your friends on the weekend. Nothing more. We used to get a little respect. Keep our mouths shut and ride along. Down some old dirt road we don't even wanna be on. And be the girl in a country song.
I ain't sure can they do yet. Can I put on some real clothes now? Oh no.
Hey, just so you know, I want to mention that this is what you're listening to behind me is the one of the very first singles by Mr. Mac Rabinac before he became Dr. John. I didn't know he was so good on guitar. So there you go. All right. Goodbye, Doctor. We are going to miss you a whole lot. A lot more than any of us believe yet. You'll see. Let's see. Start out with Homer and Jethro, once again, from 1963. Ooh, that's corny. I figured I'd start with the corniest thing I could find anywhere. Done Gone Crazy was Lee Bonds. Stand Up. Sit Down. Shut Up Your Mouth from Simon Crumb. Actually, Fur Little Husky from 1958. Little Jimmy Dickens. Where Were You When the Ship Hit the Sand? Asking for a Friend. Room 309 was the Reverend Billy Seawertz. You know where that came from, don't you? Of course. And then C.W. McCall, again, from his first album in 75. The Classified. I think that was a follow-up to Convoy. I'm not sure. Speaking of Convoy, we have Cletus Maggot and Yavnok, Convoy spelled backwards, Cletus Maggot. Yeah. That was on his only album from 1977. He had a hit with White Knight and Sank to the Bottom. But he did produce some TV shows and stuff, so he's all right. He's dead now. Let's see, Brad Paisley, who I still like, and that was the Celebrity. But, you know, really, Brad, stop bitching. You Can't Take My Door was a Botnick written by a machine. A machine. They teach the machine the language based on what it hears on country music, and then it writes a song. And here we had Ellie O'Brien and Timothy Joyce singing it. So there you go. I'm researching this subject. There'll be more. I Want to Be a Country Singer was Bill Carlisle. Chet Atkins' Make Me a Star was Don Bowman. And then Dear Harlan Howard from Don Bowman. Remember Don Bowman, don't you? He was not a big star. He should have been, I think. But, in those days it was flash. It wasn't substance as much. He was a hell of a guitar picker. He was a very successful session guy. And apparently the only way he could really get into it was to be funny, because he was probably not, Farron Young material. It's whatever, I don't know. Red Harris after that, A Letter to Farron Young, speaking of. And then Maddie and Sue. Maddie and Tay, that was. Look that up on YouTube. It's a fun video for this song. It's called Girl in a Country Song. It's a lot of fun, and I think squeaks a few shoes, all right? And speaking of a few shoes, we got three duets coming up, and maybe they're not so much fun, but you'll have fun anyway. So see you next week with some more crapola.
Conway, considering everything that I went through today, I look like a movie star.
Yeah, Ruth Bell.
publicity.
Thank you.
Besides that, all of our kids took after your part of the family anyway.
Oh, they did, huh? Well, what about the ones that's bald?
Well, I guess you might say they took after me.
I've got a real important job in a large office building, riding people in an elevator. I drive a 57 Chevrolet with busted tail lights, burnout valves, and a leaky radiator. I wear a $20 suit I bought from J.C. Penney's back in 1962. But I've got something to brag about, something to brag about, something to brag about in you.
I'm a short order cook at an all-night cafe down on 18th Avenue and 12th Street. I wear a swinging mini dress that I made for myself from Mama's kitchen curtains and old bed sheets. I've got 17 pages of top value stamps and one old pair of shoes. But I've got something to brag about, something to brag about, something to brag about in you. When you're with the fellas I know, you start bragging about my hourglass figure and my big brown eyes.
You tell your girlfriends about my sweet, sweet loving, and that's a want of pleasure that money can't buy.
So let's get married in the not too distant future. We'll rent a little flat on 29th Street. You know we'll hang our washing on a clothesline from the window. We'll feast on cornbread, butter, beans, and large meat.
That's my part, hush. My life is so much richer. You've given me so much to live for.
That is your part.
Why, you have given me so much to live for, like bills and many other things. And I never really lived before loving you, ho-ho.
Now my part.
Go get 'em.
And for loving you, my faith is a little stronger.
Keep the faith, baby.
For a world that could give you to me couldn't be as bad as it's made out to be. There was good there. I just could never see before loving you.
Well, problems. Yeah. For loving you, I must have been out of my ever-loving raggedy hand mind. You got all the feel of a bing-bong ball. Squirrely, dingy chick. I picked something, sang a song.
For
loving you, do 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 do.
For needing you.
And for needing you.
That's your part.
I feel a whole lot stronger, thank you. For there's a strength that comes from knowing you need to give of yourself. And
page two, right here.
And I have gave so much of myself.
Dang.
Loving you.
Ain't grade school wonderful?
Feels up there.
For losing you, little darling, I am a sighter, lonelier, sicker, hurting, dingier, squirrelier, man, person.
Yay, honey.
What is it ever?
What's that on your collar? It looks like lipstick.
That's Kim Tone.
It looks like lipstick.
Oh.
How come you're always coming in late? Sawmill closes at 6 o'clock.
I happen to work at the dry cleaners.
Do you know if Dolly Sweetwater, she called 6 times today?
Well, I hope she left a number, because everything on TV is a rerun.
I'm so sick and tired of all this mush gush you say, and then you treat me so terrible.
Make
got a bus ticket, an airplane.
Don't you touch me!
Ain't a chance.
Leave me alone!
That is the Cocker Spaniel.
I hate you! I hate you!
That's what I like, true love.